Results of the first-ever real-time measurements of air pollution by the Radford Arsenal are now being factored into the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality's permitting process. Drones flew through smoke plumes during open-burning tests and recorded some toxins to actually be at lower levels than previously estimated, but others were at higher levels. The Arsenal's permit expired in 2015, and community members say they're also in limbo when it comes to their one burning question, the timeline for a new state-of-the-art incinerator.
Yeah, they keep saying it's in the works, and we get promises, but it doesn't happen.
Baldwin North is a farmer who lives in Reiner with his wife and two young children.
It's taking too long. Meanwhile, we're all getting poisoned.
At a meeting last week that lasted almost 3 hours, Arsenal staffers focused on the good news, the old coal power plant on site, responsible for dozens of Clean Air Act violations, is now gone, replaced by one powered by natural gas. But during the Q&A period, the burning question kept coming back.
When will there be a time frame that will say, you know, how long until this incinerator is in operation?
All I can tell you is we're marching forward with the design.
Rob Davey is deputy to the commander of the arsenal.
I mean, it's basically above my pay grade is all I can tell you.
What he's trying to explain is there's a design phase and then there's a budgeting phase.
Justine Barati is director of public and congressional affairs.
The project. Radford is 100% marching forward and trying to make it happen, but there are other elements of the Army that also have competing priorities for funding. So it'll be an Army decision.
Abraham Lustgarten is working on a five-part series about these issues for ProPublica.
What I hear on background and off-the-record conversations at both the Army and the EPA is that the consensus is very close to or has already arrived at, you know, the idea that that's the next step.
Yes, he's referring to that elusive new incinerator.
And so it's really a question of when, and what the Army seems to want is for their hand to be forced by the EPA.
Lustgarten's first report, subtitled Open Burns, Ill Winds, focused on the Radford Arsenal.
You know, no one has said this formally, explicitly, but informally it's been said explicitly to me that they basically need cover from the EPA. They need to be forced to comply with regulations so that the cost is justifiable. And if they can't do that, then it's a voluntary expenditure of money, and the defense budget is immense, but everybody is fighting for their little slice of that money, and it's very hard to justify spending it.
While they wait, the community around the arsenal can expect to learn more about toxic emissions from the plant. DEQ will soon place its first stationary air monitor near Bellevue Elementary School, about 250 meters from the arsenal's fence line. Spokesman William Hayden says a federal grant will cover the $26,000 cost, and it's expected to be operating this fall. I'm Robbie Harris.